Well, we're into July already. Summer is cruising right on by. And as we move to the latter part of July and into August, once again, the town of Norfolk is going to open its doors and invite everyone to come out and enjoy a weekend in Norfolk. And that will start on July 31st and run through Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. And two members of the Norfolk community, Sue Frisch and Eric Olson, have come to talk about this year's summer weekend in Norfolk. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
So we're starting out on, actually, there's a special before Friday, isn't there?
There are some early bird specials happening Thursday evening. One of them is a free chamber music concert. There are two sessions with Nile, the humpback whale, which is an inflatable whale that children can actually crawl inside and learn about what goes on inside of a big whale. That'll be a lot of fun at the library. And a couple of other things that you should discover on our website.
Weekend in Norfolk.org. So Thursday is a bit of a kickoff. I'd heard about the whale when we were talking with your librarian there on a program they do here on Robin Hood Radio. So Friday is the big start. So let's talk a bit about what's happening on Friday. When does it all start?
It starts as early as people want to. They can get up at the crack of dawn and go out on the trails and enjoy the sunrise from there, listening to the dawn chorus of all the birds that in the woods. They can join a bird walk first thing in the morning in City Meadow, led by local bird expert on behalf of Great Mountain Forest.
That's Laurie Green. She's really amazing. I've been on some bird walks with her before, and she's very knowledgeable. They're really fun, and we are absolutely, it's one of the blessings of this community is the wildlife and the natural resources. So that's a great way to get things started on Friday.
As on all days, there seem to be various types of musical things going on. You also, every year, we always talk about this, the stained glass windows tour, because you have some fabulous stained glass windows there in Norfolk.
Yeah, we have them here at the Church of Christ in Battelle Chapel. We have actual Tiffany windows. They also will offer the tour of the Franz Mayer windows down at Immaculate Conception, and they're also going to be opening up the White House, which is right next door to the White Meeting House here on the Green, which used to be the residence for Ellen Battelle and Carl Steckel. And now it's part of the Yale Summer School of Music. But that's really an amazing resource in our community that isn't always open. So if folks have a chance to get inside the White House to see the artwork and the architecture, that's a real gem. The architecture is stunning, both on the exterior and on the interior. There are really some unique attributes. I'm no docent, I'm no expert by any means, but we have been in there before, and there are original paintings and works of art around the first room that you see as you enter in, and then you get a chance to go into the dining room where the ceiling is actually lined with a particular animal hide, which is just it's just utterly unique. It's one of a kind. So again, as I said, it's not open all the time, but it's a gem if you get a chance to get in there and see it.
The stained glass windows, again, I'm interested in ages on these things. The church is there because a lot of these are quite old.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have a number of folks who are trained as tour guides, who have this information at their fingertips. But they were, gifted to the community. We had families who were just incredibly generous and philanthropic. The craftsmanship is unparalleled. And again, there are multiple sites. It's not just here in the chapel. We have both Tiffany windows and Maitland Armstrong windows in the same space. And then, as I mentioned, if you go down the hill to the Catholic Church, to Immaculate Conception, part of St. Martin of Tours Parish, they have Franz Mayer windows, and again next door is the White House. It's really, for this small community to have so many riches and resources, it's really kind of staggering.
I know on Friday I'm looking, and their stained glass window tour will be from 1:30 to 2 o'clock on Friday for those who are interested. As always, and I think this is probably the same, the core for getting information and guidance about the 3-day event is the hub. Is that still the case?
Yes, that's still our information center. Of course, we call it our Winformation Center, and we'll have Winvassadors who are welcoming visitors and letting them know what's going on and where to find them.
Each of these days, you guys always have so many events that I don't think anyone could possibly go to all of them. Just to touch some highlights of these events, we have fly fishing. You've got pop-up vendors around. There's just such a selection of things that you can do. What I'm noticing, though, what is a gravel bike ride?
Yeah, so I'm actually part of the rail trail Rails to Trails committee, and so if people if you have a bike that you would that you trust to be able to ride, you need thicker tires. This is not for a street bike by any means, but there are places in town where we have miles and miles of trails, and they're all just incredibly gorgeous, varying difficulty levels. But yeah, you have the opportunity to get out and see the natural beauty of Norfolk firsthand. And I just want to mention real quick that we've received grant funding to continue to develop a handicapped accessible trail that will be coming soon. So we're hoping to get started on that soon.
Getting out into nature and going over the trails is there's nothing more peaceful and more just, you feel good about it. So it's definitely recommend bring your bikes, not your racing bikes. Not
Absolutely
your $3,000 racing bike will not go well on
right.
gravel. So it's bring the maybe some. I know some of these electric bikes they sell have these big thick tires on them. So for people that don't want to pedal, bring your electric bike. You have charging stations for those?
That's a
You
good
know, that's one
question,
thing
and I don't have an answer to it.
I know.
We
They're
should.
e-bikes. It's I kind of I don't want to get into e-bikes. It kind of takes away from what a bicycle is supposed to be in my eyes. But anyway, I see also on Saturday there is the 5th annual Connecticut Asian Cultural Center celebration. Can we talk a bit about that one?
They're going to have cultural exhibits and performances with including a Tai Chi fan dance. They're going to offer box lunches, complimentary Asian lunch boxes, and then dragon boat races, bonsai tree demonstrations, and tea ceremonies. That's from 11 to 3 on Saturday. So
207A West Side Road.
out on West Side Road. Yeah, so people
Yeah.
just need to be aware that Mountain Road is closed. So that's in terms of navigating, but you can get information at the hub about this. They're rebuilding the bridge, so you just have to take a little bit of a detour to get out on West Side Road.
It's easy to get around. The directions are on the website. And also, I might mention that guests can participate in the bonsai and in the dragon boat cart racing.
We have art barn galleries. We have Norfolk Artist and Friends Show, which takes place from 10 to 6 p.m. That is the 19th anniversary of that. Can we talk a bit about the Artist and Friends Show?
Norfolk Artists and Friends are a group of about 30 artists in Norfolk and the immediate area. And this year they've invited a group from New Marlborough to come down and show with them. So this is Norfolk meets New Marlborough year. The opening reception will be on Thursday night, and the show will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout weekend in Norfolk at the Art Barn on the Steckle Estate.
And then I just don't even know where to go again. Like each year, there are so many things going on. I think all we can really say is that if you're interested in having a weekend full of activities in one small community, and a beautiful one at that, you might consider adding Norfolk onto your list of things to do from July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. Some preview events on July 30th. You can find out more information by going to weekendinnorfolk.org. We've been talking to Sue Frisch and Eric Olson. Anything more you would like to add to this?
There are a couple of things that would be good to mention. I would like to say that there's going to be music almost all the time, everywhere, whether it's a free performance on Robertson Plaza downtown, sponsored by the National Iron Bank, or whether it's a ticketed performance by the Chamber Music Festival or the Litchfield County Choral Union. There is so much music. In fact, the newly reopened Infinity Bistro is going to be having live music during the afternoons. Any music lover who wants to just walk around, there'll be so much to enjoy of so many different kinds of music. And on Sunday, there's going to be a mini street fair. We have a sidewalk Sunday with artists, artisans, musicians, town organizations, all setting up tents and selling their wares, giving away information. It's busier than ever this year. I never fail to be amazed at how this has grown, and the town loves having visitors.
Absolutely. I mean, just a few things that I wanted to mention in addition to those that Sue highlighted. I have taken to fly fishing, and Doug McDevitt every year offers so generously. So this year it's on Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 5. He will be offering fly fishing lessons, and that's at Wood Creek. So again, you can find the information on the website, but he's doing that from 3 to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, from 3 to 4:30 at Meadowbrook, which is one of the gems of the town, it's affordable senior housing. We're going to be providing free Blueberry Betty with ice cream, and there will be live music performed as well. And then the last thing I wanted to mention was on Sunday, August 2nd, from 10 to 5 at the Hub, there will be a centennial exhibition, or an exhibition of the centennial celebration of Eaton Forest, which is, I would say, one of the little-known gems of our community. It celebrates the scientific work, the research, and the history of the Egler and Kitchell family and their conservation work here in Norfolk, which is a big part of the identity of our community. So those are just a few of the things that were really exciting to me.
Yeah, again, there's something for everyone there. One more time, a reminder, this Norfolk weekend in Norfolk takes place on Friday, July 31st, Saturday, August 1st, Sunday, August 2nd, some preview events on Thursday, July 30th. We thank you both, Sue and Eric, and let's hope that lots of people come out and spend their weekend in Norfolk.
We would welcome them.
Indeed. Thanks so much.